Unsolved Mysteries. To white men who have lived all their lives in Africa, the feats performed by the witch doctors are beyond understanding, but anyone who has lived in Africa knows them to be true. Whereas those who have not lived in Africa dismiss these phenomena by saying, I don't believe it. The mere saying, I don't believe it, does not, however, dispose of the proven fact. Of the Calabar River in West Africa, the dense jungle stretches forward into tomorrow and backward into yesterday. A soggy, muggy fog rises perpetually from the dank moss. And in the midst of this, nature's primal setting, Harry Harkey, an ivory trader, has made his home. An old hulk of a boat with masts cut away and superstructure remodeled floats on the Calabar River. And this is Harry's home. Tonight, the ivory trader is entertaining a safari bound for the Gold Coast. Natives, glistening black in the moonlight, carry away the empty dinner dishes as the guests, with Harry in their midst, settle down to coffee and cigars.
Well, splendid dinner here, Harkey.
And beautifully served. You have a very comfortable home here on the river.
Oh, yeah, yeah. This old hulk has been my trading post and home combined for the best part of 60 years.
Don't you ever long for your native country here, Harkey?
Oh, once in a long, long while, perhaps I think of it. But this Africa is in my blood. Take me away from it and I would die. There's something about it that gets you. Sometimes you think it's the jungle, and then you think it's the natives. Then you say to yourself, perhaps it's the witch doctor Sundar magic, and then you sum it all up and decide that it's Africa.
You mentioned witch doctor here, Harkey. Tell me honestly, as an old timer out here, do they do half the things they're credited with?
Yeah, Captain Barkley, they do. I could keep you up all night with stories of their black magic. I could make your blood run cold, telling you of some of the things I have seen with my own eyes. Oh, but we shan't call it black magic, because often as not, what they do is as white as any white man's medicine.
What do you mean by that, Herr Harkin?
I owe my life to black magic, so-called.
You do?
Yeah, let's hear about it.
I know a lot about this Africa now, but when I first come out here, I knew nothing. Nothing. I laughed at witch doctors. I poo-pooed black magic. I was a white man, and what did these poor black heathens know anyhow? I was out on the trail of a load of ivory, 6 weeks away from home I was, when I went down with fever. Hans Volkener and Fritz Hoffmann were with me, I remember. It was night, and the lions, they were out on the prowl, and the jungle was uneasy because we, white men, had invaded it.
Better not be make camp tonight, Harry, huh?
Maybe so it is, Hans. Oh, I'm tired. I think I have the fever.
If it is the fever that you have, Harry, better it is that you take it finally.
Yeah, 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 Fritz. Order the boys to make a fire. We can camp here. And when they have the baggage laid out, I will find the quinine and take it.
Oh, boy. He makes Bona here.
This number one place, Bona, for make camp. You fix him number one, Bona. I get him, boys, fix him, Boma.
Yeah, that's a good cooler.
Here, Harry. The better you lie down here.
Thank you, Fritz.
Where is the quinine, Harry?
In the baggage with the yellow waterproof covering.
In this enamel box, Harry?
Yeah. That is the one. Now, the white paper package.
But there is not any white paper package here,
not
Harry.
Not there. No quinine.
Nine, Harry. Not here.
Oh, the other bales. We must look. It must be there.
Frantically, the two men tear open the bales lying on the ground. The native carriers draw back into the shadows as they see the look of despair on Harry's face, the looks of anguish on the faces of his two friends. Again and again they search the bales, but the life-saving quinine is not to be found. Silently, the two friends seat themselves beside Harry. The natives draw further into the deeper shadows. Even the jungle beasts, sensing the approach of death, draw off into the dense underbrush, leaving the three white men to their thoughts. Fritz hears a step behind him and looks up to see Kula, the number one boy, standing looking down at him.
White man medicine no got?
Nine, Kula. White man medicine no got.
Harry wanna die. White man medicine no can find.
Quiet, Kula. He is here.
I'm here, Fritz. Ya, Kula. Harry wanna die. Oh, you take Harry wanna back to live a home. You no leave me here.
Yes, Harry, ya. We'll take you back there.
White man believe, black man medicine. Harry Buona, no die.
What? What's this, that Kula?
Harry Buona, Hans Buona, Fritz Buona believe black man witch doctor. Then Harry Buona, no die.
Me, Fritz, believe anything, give anything, everything, if Harry Buona get well.
Me, I do the same thing, Kula.
Me speak witch doctor. This white man medicine. Where you leave him?
Can you hear, Harry? There did you leave the quinine?
It must be on the desk in my room. Oh, yeah. I remember now. I forgot to pack it.
Yeah, never mind that now, Harry.
Quinine, that white man medicine?
Yeah, Kula.
Which doctor, man, he catch him?
But Kula, it is 6 weeks' journey, back to the river. Even the fastest runner could not do it in less than five.
Me go now. Speak which doctor. If which doctor say yes, you no speak, no say one word. You sit. You look, see, all right, but no speak, no move.
Yeah, Kula. Anything but you say.
Kula moves into the shadows. The seconds creep by like hours. Each man hears the beating of his own heart, and each man is afraid to look at his friend. Fritz draws a deep, hissing breath as the witch doctor, an old man hideous to look at, comes into the rim of the firelight. With a sharpened twig, the witch doctor draws a crude circle on the ground. Then he gazes fixedly at Harry, lying before him in semi-stupor. Now the witch doctor lies down in the circle, and Kula, bending over him, ties his hands and feet. Slowly the native carriers, men and women, come into the ruddy glow of the firelight, and slowly they begin to circle the witch doctor. The drums begin to throb, softly at first, then as the stamping of bare feet becomes more vigorous, the circling more rapid, the drum throbs become a frenzied beat. One by one, the natives fall exhausted to the ground. The long night drags on. The pale light of day breaks over the treetops and through the branches. One single ray of light falls on the witch doctor's feet.
Hans, Alfred, look. Look at the witch doctor's feet. A white package. Gott in Himmel, the package what Harry left at home.
Yeah, Fritz. The white package, Fritz. The quinine.
Good Lord, dear R.J. I can hardly believe it.
I can. Your story was so real, I felt I was actually there sitting beside you in the jungle. I saw it all. Heard the drums, the name.
Yeah. I am an old man now, but I have not forgotten that night.
I should think you wouldn't. It must have been horrible.
Sure, Captain Barclay. What you see now, why I say that black magic saved my life.
But how do you account for it? How do you explain the transporting of that quinine over 6 weeks' distance in one night?
Oh, I cannot be certain, of course. I have tried to explain it to myself.
Mm-hmm. An ulterior explanation.
Very well, I will. But excuse me a moment. I am forgetting. I must see that the guards are posted.
While Herr Hartier sees to the posting of the guards, your sponsor has a word for you. After that, you will hear an explanation. Inasmuch as all the characters of our story are long since dead, in bringing them back to life, The dramatized solution of this mystery must of necessity take considerable liberties with time. Ladies and gentlemen, the solution for which you have been waiting.
To begin with, I should explain that I have done a great deal of reading in order to find a scientific explanation of some of the things achieved by the witch doctors.
Oh, what books, for instance, Herr Hartley?
Well, Sir James Frazer's Golden Bow, White Black Magic by Herr Dr. Hartmann, Roaring Bones.
Well, that's by Gustav of Sweden, isn't it?
Yeah.
Seems to me that he says something about a rifle being transported over a great distance in a short space of time.
That is right. When he speaks of one of the Obi who transported himself from the hinterland to a coast in a night every time he wanted to count his money back at the trading post. Thoughts can go to any locality, no matter how far, because all locality is within the sphere of the mind.
That is reasonable.
Under ordinary circumstances, even though thoughts are sent out into the realm of mind, actual consciousness remains with the body.
You mean, then, that it's only one more step to send your inner self, so to speak, on a journey so that you'll be aware of everything you've seen or heard and can remember it when you return to ordinary consciousness?
That is it. Und you see, the witch doctor, which Fritz und Hans und the native boys all concentrating on bringing the quinine to save me, made it possible for the witch doctor's astral body, although I do not like that word, but it made it possible for him to travel back to the trading post and return with the quinine.
Plus the fact, of course, that the witch doctor has been practicing that very thing for years.
You are right. People forget to credit to other people the ability to do things that they themselves cannot do. Just as some people are inclined to think of the witch doctors as fakes.
Well, I'll admit that after your story tonight, I'll never think of a witch doctor as a fake again.